You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. God's holy days or Satan's holidays? Which one do you observe yourself? Let's read something, Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. It says, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. And let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened." So let me ask you a question. This is talking about the tribulation and the return of Jesus Christ. Pray that your flight may not be in the winter. Well, that's understandable. If you've got to run and flee and it's winter time, I mean, people and young children, babies, they can die. That's even why it says, you know, woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days. It'll be hard enough if it's in the summertime versus the winter. There's a high chance that they can die, and older people could die. And but what's this thing? Pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on the Sabbath. Why is that so important? Why should we pray that it's not on the Sabbath? Did you ever think about that? Now, the religious leaders tell you that the Sabbath is done away with. It doesn't matter. It's nailed to the cross. Well, then why, right before the return of Jesus, are we supposed to pray that we don't have to flee on the Sabbath? Folks, this ain't talking about Sunday. It's not talking about Sunday. It's talking about Saturday. From sundown Friday evening to sundown Saturday. This is still valid. The Sabbaths are valid. They identify, if you've been listening to the series of shows, it identifies the God that you are worshiping, the weekly Sabbath, our Father and His Son, our Savior Jesus. We're identified by the Sabbath if we keep it. What if you don't keep it? Well, it identifies the God that you follow. Sunday. Have you ever thought about it? Sunday. It's the venerable day of the sun, the first day of the week. That's when the pagans gathered for Sunday morning services on Sunday. Wow. Wow. Jesus didn't say, well, and Paul, the early disciples, all of the church did not say, well, let's keep Sunday because Jesus rose on Sunday. It doesn't matter what day he rose, folks. You're not supposed to worship Satan's high day. So why do you? Please stop. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.